Now some news from the world of sports. In the NHL, the Boston Bruins got all they could handle from the cellar dwellers of the Metropolitan Division last night, but all that matters is the result. And after just 33 seconds of overtime, the Bruins pulled out a 2-1 win against the Columbus Blue Jackets on a goal by Louis Erickson. Making sure that game went to extra time was Tuukka Rask, who let in just the one Blue Jackets goal after Columbus was awarded a penalty shot early in the game. But that was not the only breakaway Rask faced in the contest. Columbus had three chances besides that one, with players bearing in and nary a defenseman to be found. And Rask turned away all those opportunities, finishing with 28 saves on the night and stealing two critical points in the standings for the Bruins in the process. Patrice Bergeron returned to the lineup after the All-Star had missed the two previous games with an undisclosed injury, and it didn't take Bergeron long to remind the Bruins why he is their best all-around player, tying the game at one apiece when he collected an errant clearing attempt and ripped a wrister home for his 22nd goal of the year. In the 3-on-3 overtime, the Bruins worked a perfect triangle formation goal, with David Krejci carrying the puck into the zone, slowing up to feed defenseman Torrey Krug, who then threaded a thing of beauty pass to Erickson, who was parked to the right of the goal and simply redirected the pass into the open side of the net. The win vaults the Bruins past Detroit for second place in the Atlantic Division, and they're just 4 points now behind Florida for first place. The Bruins continue their road warrior ways. They've won 7 of their last 8 away from Boston. The big question now is, what does Bruins GM Don Sweeney do about the guy who scored the game winner last night? Erickson is having one of his finest NHL seasons, but is an unrestricted free agent next year. And if the Bruins want to keep him, they'll have to shell out some big bucks or he'll walk with nothing in return. The problem is, despite their position in the standings right now, the Bees don't really have the look of a championship team this year, so it makes more sense to ship Erickson out to a major contender that needs some depth at forward for the playoffs. But Sweeney needs to get bona fide, high-level prospects in return, especially since Erickson is the player the Bruins received when they, for reasons I will never understand or accept, shipped Tyler Seguin, one of the best pure goal scorers on the planet, off to Dallas. Don't be surprised if stalwart defenseman Zdeno Chara is dealt as well. Yesterday's wintry mix of weather forced the postponement of some games in the boys' high school basketball playdowns, including top-seeded Burlington in Division I. The Seahorses' game against North Country was moved to 7 o'clock tonight in Burlington. Number 5 CVU will take on 12th-seeded St. Johnsbury tonight at 7 o'clock as well, after those two teams were postponed. Other games did beat the weather, and all the higher-ranked seeds came out winners in Division I. Mount Mansfield beat Colchester 57-35. Niam Ali-Levin led all scorers with 13 points. Second-seeded Rice Memorial rolled over Middlebury 68-19, building up a 43-6 lead by halftime in that one. Rutland beat Essex 63-44. The closest contest was between the number 8 and 9 seeds, with Burr and Burton holding off Brattleboro 53-48. Carter Vickers led the Bulldogs with 19 points in that one. Number 4 Mount Anthony got 26 points from Jonas Parker to help defeat Spalding 71-62, and BFA St. Albans beat Missisquoi 65-34. In Division 2, the postponed games were Harwood and Mount St. Joseph. That game will tip off this afternoon at 5 o'clock, while Bellows Falls and Woodstock will get things underway at 7. As in Division 1, all the D2 games that did get played went to the higher-seeded teams, including number 1 U32, beating Mount Abraham 67-40. Linden beat Otter Valley 60-42. 14th-seeded Lamoille gave number 3 Montpelier a bit of a scare, but the Solons held on for a 59-54 win, with Alvaro Cordova leading the way for Montpelier with 26 points, and Enosburg beat Vergennes 54-22.